Yeah, I thought my battery would last a lot longer if they weren't constantly listening. I was working on something. Forget what I was working on. I tell you what, I was working on this thing. I can't remember what it was, carpet or something. And my phone, not less than five times, the stupid Siri pops on and says, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand." And the last time I said, "I wasn't effing talking to you," and it turned off. I was like, "Oh, that's pretty good. Maybe it will take a hit."
One of the lunatics I was dating, she was real tight with a cop down in, not Oxford, Waterford area, and way too tight. And some stuff went down, and I dumped her. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I shouldn't have did that, but I couldn't get away from her any other way. And and then a few things went on, and I have to tell you about it sometime. But it was pretty obvious that it was following me. I mean, because the path to get to my dad's place is right by this chick's grandmother's, and I drove by and there's a car there. So apparently she must have went out and filed some paperwork or something, but it was hilarious. And everybody that got near her, it wouldn't transfer from the main page to, I couldn't go, I had to go directly in my email, in my private messages, and contact them directly. It was nuts, but I could tell that the algorithm was screwed up, and I had talked to my buddy, and he said, I'll call you in a minute when I get out of the restaurant. Sure enough, he said, like 20 seconds after you said something, she come walking into the restaurant. I said, "Yeah." I said, "And it's like six of you. It's like, it's going on with like six of you." And he says, "Yeah, that'd be Fat Chad's place and something or other else." I said, "Yeah, I don't want to know no more because they're talking through Facebook."